I took funds from other churches. He finally admits this with a sense of regret, yet his previous statements soften the blow of these words. He had requested, "Indulge me in a little foolishness," and before listing all his accomplishments, he begins by discussing this matter. This is primarily a concern for people in the secular world, and his adversaries reportedly prided themselves on it. That's why he doesn't immediately proceed to talk about his dangers or his miracles, but instead emphasizes his disregard for wealth, as they appeared to value this highly. He also insinuates subtly that they were well off. What's impressive about him is that although he could claim he financially supported himself, he doesn't make this point. Instead, he states something that particularly embarrassed them and yet didn't praise himself, namely, "I received from others." He didn't just say received, but robbed, implying I took from them, leaving them with less. What's even more notable is that it was not for luxuries but for his basic needs, as when he uses wages, he refers to necessary sustenance. What's even more troubling is his statement, "To serve you. We proclaim to you. And instead of being sustained by you, I obtained this provision from others." The indictment is doubled, or rather tripled, that while both living among them and serving them and seeking necessary financing, he had others meeting his needs. This clearly shows the extreme negligence of the former and the fervor of the latter, for these others sent him support even from afar, while those he was with didn't even support him in their midst.